Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. I'm your supervisor. How can I assist you today?
I just spoke to a man. I don't know what this watch ordering is all about. Apparently, it's either, I have no clue. What kind of watch? What was the price of the watch?
Okay, give me just a brief moment, sir. I am pulling up that account so I can be able to see, okay? It should just take a brief moment. Thank you. Can I get your full name, sir?
Randy Pierce, Sr.
Yes, sir. Can I get you to verify your P.O. box?
704.
And that's trailer 20.
Right.
And that's in Addis, Louisiana.
Right. Right.
Okay, let's see here. It looks like someone took and did a HyperWatch. That's like a smart fitness watch that takes and monitor your heart rate, your steps, lets you know if someone's calling or if you got a message. Plus, I think it does like oxygen and different little things to keep monitoring your daily activities. It looks like at this time you were charged the shipping and handling, which is $5.97. This was 2 days ago.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this. That's how much did the watch cost me?
At this time, $5.97, sir.
Now, that's why I'm glad you're saying that. Why at this time? What does that mean? In the future, if this so-called watch I was to get it, it's going to cost me more money. What's the deal here?
Well, at this time, the watch has already been shipped out, but what happens, sir, is the watch is on a 14-day trial. You have to call.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
You have to call in and let us know what you think about the watch and see if that is something that you would like. If not, what we do is take and add you an extra 7 days so you can take and return it. But if you end up getting it and decide you like it, like I said, we do offer discounts to make the watch even cheaper than the regular price.
Well, apparently, I do have a son, and this was hacked. But here's the deal: I don't want this. I'm 73 years old. I don't need this. I'm a disabled veteran. Because I know what you're fixing to tell me. Once I get it, even if I'm not going to do it, but was to open it, then you're going to charge me to ship it back, right?
They're automatically going to do that, sir, because they don't to
No,
take.
ma'am. Hey, ma'am. What I
Yes.
did, I remember now.
Okay.
It was a free watch I won. You have won a free watch, and I'm stupid for falling for that. When I filled out my information and looked at it, kept wanting me to buy other things, I took all my information out. So you people are very smart. I discounted. I didn't order the watch. I took all my information out. I said, oh, no, because it kept saying, if you want this and next and go to next and put this in your basket. So I'm going to send it back. I'm not going to accept the watch. How's that?
Okay, I do understand, sir. I can help you update the count right now. I do have to let you know before that it is a 35% discount if you want to
Don't
keep.
want a. I don't want no
Okay.
discounts.
What
I don't need
about
that
a?
watch.
I do understand, sir, but I have to go ahead.
Okay. I don't buy watches online. Okay,
I
and
do understand.
that's good for young people and other people that want to trace their steps, I think, and walk and do all that stuff. Well, I walk, but I have a military watch on my arm right now.
I do understand, sir.
And
I
what
do
gets me
apologize.
is this. No, what gets me is this. When I started filling out my information, and then it got to, you want advanced shipping or you want this, I said, oh, no. Then I took the information off, and it still said, it didn't say go to checkout. It never came to go to checkout. It said, well, what about this? And we'll give you an. I said, oh, no, this is a scam. And I stopped it. So how y'all got it? You must have retrieved my information very good. But if you go back and look, I never put that in my cart. I never
Okay.
finished it. I took all my information out.
Okay,
The only
sir.
thing I left on there, I think, was my zip code, but I took my name, my address, the whole thing.
Sir, we're a third-party center for that company. We do not add anything. We do not go through and mess with anything. The only thing we...
I understand what you're saying. I'm telling you, not face-to-face, but phone-to-phone. When it looked like it was going to be one of these stupid little tricks or something, if you buy this, you'll get this. Would you do this? And went on. I deleted all my information, and I just deleted the information, hit delete, and left and got off the site.
Okay. Can I ask why you didn't call on that day just to make sure that it
didn't
go
through? I didn't have a phone number to call on that day, ma'am. Sorry.
Okay.
You know what it said? I had won a watch. I had won a watch. I took a survey for Amazon. I think that's what it was. And I just took the survey. And when it came up, it was a watch and something else. I said, well, I don't know about this. I've never had one. I've heard about it. But when I looked into it, and I put my information in, being straight up with you, when I looked into it, when I went to check out, it wouldn't let me check out right then. It said next. When I went to next, would you like this? And it started, I said, oh, no, it's a scam. I went back, because I'm pretty decent with my phone, with my cell phone. I went back and I deleted my address, my name, my phone number. I think the only thing I might have missed not deleting was my zip code. I said, this is a scam. Don't want it. Hit a delete and went about my business.
Okay, sir. I do apologize. It must have been deleted because it does show here that it has your information and that the watch has been shipped to you. I do apologize. To follow their protocol, they even offer a 50% discount.
I don't
if
want
you
anything.
Want. Okay. So
I
what I can
do,
do.
I'm going to lay. Hey, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Since you keep saying it has been shipped, I'm not going to accept it at the post office. Not going to do it. And it goes back to you or whoever you're trying to fool, and it has nothing to do with me. And
sir,
I'll just take up my bank.
What I'm trying to do is help you before you would do that. That's why I have to go through their protocol. If you just bear with me, you will find out some information that you really need that will help you. Because at this time, if you return that watch, they're not even going to accept it. They're going to keep shipping it back because it doesn't have a return number for you. So if you just bear with me and let me go through their protocol, I will get that for you because you have to put that on the package. Okay. Or at least put some on there so they'll know. Okay. Or have the address. So give me a brief moment so I can figure out and go through their protocol and let you know what you need to do. Okay.
Okay.
The last thing was they offer you that 50%. Since you declined that, what I'm going to do is put that you declined and you want to return. Okay. The thing of it is, it has shipped. It's not like I can go and stop it, because if I could, believe me, I would stop it for you. But I can't because it shows on your part, and I can even give you the tracking number so you can see I'm not telling the story. It did say it shipped.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is put it for them to extend you out. So that way, when that watch take and get returned, you still won't be charged anything, okay? So let me see here.
Okay.
If all client advise customer to return the watch or earbuds, you got a watch. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me give you, I just need you to make sure that this is on that watch to be returned, okay? Because it has to be returned to this area so they won't be trying to charge you, okay?
Okay.
For that watch, let me make sure I give you the right address, and that's the Hyper Watch. Let me go back over here. Let me hit this because I got to extend some time. Hyper Watch. The return address for the Hyper Watch, if you got a pen and paper, I got it for you.
Okay.
It is 2066 North Capitol Avenue. And then it's okay.
Okay.
Then you're going to put STE 3010.
Okay.
And then that's going to be in San Jose, California.
That's J-O-S-E.
That's S-A-N-J-O-S-E.
All together?
No, it's separated. San and okay. Then Jose.
Okay.
California, 95132.
95132.
Yes, sir. At this time.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry. I just put this address on the box.
Yes, you want to make sure that's the return address for that box for the watch, okay? Because that will keep them. Go ahead.
No, I was thinking, I get the watch at the post office. I'm just going to put this address on it and send it out, right?
That's correct. You can put it on and send it out. I am extending it out so that way it'll give it time to get back to that company's warehouse. All I need you to do is because they should give you a tracking number. If you can call back with that tracking number to give to us to let us know that it has been shipped, that way we can track it. Once it has been received, that will keep them from trying to charge you full price for the watch.
Let me ask you another thing.
Yes, sir.
When I'm sticking this on there, that's the return sticker that you're talking about?
That's the return address, yes.
No, that's the return address. Is that taking care of the shipping?
Now, they don't, that's what I was explaining. I don't think they do anything for the shipping. It's on the customer to ship back. They don't really do anything. I'm looking here. That's why I was trying to make sure when we were talking that I told you everything I could see. Let me make sure if there's anything else about shipping.
Well, these people are ridiculous, man. Good. I think of the older people, non-veterans, that they take advantage of. This is crazy.
I do apologize, sir. Yeah, that's all they give
me.
I'm
sorry for interrupting you because I can't hear well, is once I deleted everything. I mean, as soon as I got to the bottom and it said next, I said, no, I deleted. We talking 30 seconds. How in the heck could they get my information when I didn't accept the watch and didn't send it in, didn't finish it? I didn't go to checkout with it. That's what burns me up. And now I'm going to have to try and pay for a watch going back to California. It's crazy.
I do understand. I do apologize about that, sir. But
well,
it
good.
Will.
Hey, that's good. They got you doing their dirty work because they apparently, I don't want to even talk to them because if I could, they're probably going to go crazy and act stupid.
Well, I hope not. I just want to make sure that you get it, you know, so they can't charge you anything else or ship you out product.
Man, yes? They're not going to charge me nothing because I'm going to my bank tomorrow and stop payment on anything that has something to do with this. I'm not going to fool with these crazy people. They may be in California. I passed through that coming back from Vietnam. Didn't like nothing about it then. Don't like nothing about it now.
I do apologize. I am letting them know that you did state that you did cancel. Well, you did clear out.
Here's the thing that I don't understand. I go through PayPal with everything. Now, I didn't go through PayPal on that because it was like you have won a watch. That's the first lie they said. I took a survey, and it was like from Amazon. And I've never done that. I said, no, that's good. But I thought, well, you know what? I'll give it to my son or my grandson. And once I put in for my information, every time I've ever bought anything, I don't hardly buy anything with my credit card. I just don't. I go through PayPal. But I said, well, for that little amount of money, and I took a survey. But once I tried, the next step was, do you want Expedia, ship it faster? I hit no. Then I scrolled down, and it said next. Well, I hit next, and it gave me another product. And I said, well, no, I don't want another product. And I thought, this don't sound right. I should have went straight. I never checked out is what I'm trying to say. I never said, ship it, put it in my little cart, stuff like that. Never happened. They never allowed that. So when I seen that, I went back. I went back to where fill in all your information. And it wasn't 30 seconds. I deleted my name, my phone number, my address, my town, Louisiana, my credit card, all the information on my credit card. And I don't remember. I think I did. I know I did. I wouldn't have left the zip code on there. And I got out of that, clicked whatever, and got out and deleted it, the little ad from my email, and I was gone. It's not your fault, I'm saying. That's what confusing the heck out of me out of these scam companies.
Okay, sir, what I have done, okay, is I did try to see if we could do a customer courtesy, just cancel out, so that way you won't get charged anything else or shipped out anything else. Well, you can't get shipped out anything else anyway because it was just for the watch. They do take and state that they will go ahead and do a cancel out and you can get the watch at the $5.97. So they won't be charging and you don't have to return the watch. It is yours.
No. Hey, ma'am, I respect you. I don't know you. I'm not crazy enough to get that freaking watch.
For
$5 or $7. Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
And then 14 days later, they'll hit me with a $200 or $300 or $700, whatever this watchman costs. I'm not doing that. I'm going to my bank today and cancel this. So I'm not worried about what y'all do.
Okay,
I'm going to my bank and cancel this. Go ahead.
Okay. I got a cancellation number for you. They can't do anything else. It is canceled out. I did explain everything to them while we were talking. And we do truly apologize that you did get the watch and you were charged the shipping and handling. But they did say you don't have.
Hey, let's go back. Listen to me. Previously, I made the order, but the main thing that I'm upset with, I didn't complete the order and I deleted it. I don't know. You know, I'm just a customer. Okay. 73 years old. When I buy something, you have to go to checkout. You put it in your basket and they'll even ask you, do you want to do more shopping? That's on Amazon Prime. You can name all of them. Anything in this world. I just bought two tires for my truck. And I bought it online, okay? And I used PayPal. But I didn't use PayPal on this because it was a survey I took.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
What I'm saying is I never confirm. You always got to confirm. I think you would agree with me. You confirm everything. And then they you go to checkout. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm asking you to question. Wait. I answered your questions. Answer mine.
Yes, sir.
I put everything down. It asked me, did I want Expedia shipping? I clicked no. Then it said next. When I went to next, it offered me another product. So right then I said, this is a scam. I don't even want the watch. I'm thinking about my grandson. I went back. Okay, I just flipped back to the page that I did. I deleted everything. All my credit card, the back of the credit card, the date. I deleted everything. And I hit delete, and I went out, and I canceled it, hit trash, and I left. And I said, I'm glad I did that. Something didn't sound right. Why wouldn't it let me go to checkout? Now, you would agree I should have went to checkout and confirmed the order, shouldn't I?
Yes, sir. I do know that.
Listen. I'm not trying to argue with you. I don't know you have nothing against you. I'm saying,
yes,
don't tell me, you can't tell me, or this company or anybody else in the world can tell me, that you can fill an order out. You have that right, and you have the right to reject it, but you've got to go to checkout.
You've got to
check it out and confirm your order. That did not happen. That's what I'm telling you. These are scams.
Sir. Well,
and
sir,
I'm not worried about it. I'm going to my bank. I'm going to bring this information to my bank. And y'all can do me whatever you want to do me.
They're not going to do anything, sir. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Well, you just told me they're not going to do anything, but I can have the watch for $5. I don't want the watch.
Sir, we can't stop the watch. That's the thing.
Okay.
So the thing of it is, I'm trying to explain, the company has completely canceled your account. So when nothing else happens to your account, they're not going to charge anything else. You don't even have to return it, because that is one thing that you have to do is return it, so you can't get charged. But because of what happened, they have went on and did just a cancellation, so you will not be charged anything.
Well, I'm going to send it back, whatever kind of way.
You really don't have to send it back, because it's already canceled out. See, at first it was going to stay open and you had to send it back. Then they canceled it. They went on and did a customer courtesy cancellation, since you did state that it was ordered even after you cleared out your information on the order form. So what they did was went on and canceled you out. So that means that you don't have to return it, and they're not going to charge anything for it because they canceled it.
Okay. You got a cancellation number?
Yes, sir. If you have a pen and paper.
I'm ready.
It is E as in Echo, 172, B as in Bravo, 65246.
Okay, that's Echo, 172, Bravo, 65246.
Yes, sir. You should get a customer courtesy email sometime today, just verifying that you are canceled. That company cannot charge you anything else. They went on and canceled the account, so the watch is yours to keep, okay?
Well, thank you, ma'am, and I didn't mean to get you upset. I'm just hard of hearing, and, if I would have ordered it, completely ordered it, I would do exactly what you had told me before. But what stuck with me was I canceled all my information and they still sent it. That kind of upset me.
I do understand. Well, at this time you are completely canceled out. They're not looking for you to return it, because they went on and just canceled you out. So that way they can't charge anything and you don't have to return anything. Okay?
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.